We feature both traditional and contemporary folk music.
We love to present live in-studio concerts from local and national musicians.
Tune in and you'll hear music that is socially progressive, moving, and heartfelt.
Music heard only on the left-hand edge of the dial and only on KBOO.
Every Friday, noon to 1:30.
We who believe in freedom cannot fret.
KBOO is gearing up to celebrate 50 years of community radio, and we need your help. Take the Big Events Survey on KBOO.fm and help us decide what kind of events you would attend or help build. Go to KBOO.fm and click on the survey banner to help prepare for the Kaleidoscope of KBOO, Past, Present, and Future, 50th Anniversary Celebration.
And you're listening to Flashpoints. Well, the Flashpoints team was in downtown San Francisco at the Federal Building, where there was going to be a protest to fight for the release of the 82-year-old mom, the very troubled mom, of noted activist Renee Saucedo, an immigrant's rights activist, I might add. But it turns out about an hour before the protest was to begin, the Department of Homeland Security announced that this 82-year-old mom, fragile, very fragile, would be released back to Renee Saucedo, who was very upset about it. So it actually became a birthday celebration for Renee. Here we were in the street there. We heard the voices of the people standing up. We spoke with Renee, and we want to share all that with you right now. Listen to this.
Well, this is Sister Estela over here from St. Paul of the Shipwreck. She's got a song that we can all learn together. El refrán, ¿cómo dice, Sister Estela?
Dice, si la gente dejara sus odios.
Spanish 304, conversational. Ready? Si la gente dejara sus odios.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. This is Dennis Bernstein. We're down here at the Federal Building in downtown San Francisco, and we've gathered here to support Renee Saucedo, a longtime human rights activist who was whose mother was essentially taken into custody and deported by Homeland Security. She's in her 80s and suffering from serious illness, dementia. And so people gathered here to fight. Actually, this was probably the precursor to go to the border and march her back over. But we got news today, breaking news, that in fact Homeland Security has released, responded to legal papers and has released Renee's mom. So this protest and getting ready to lock arms becomes a celebration of success here in the battle to free Renee's 82, 83-year-old mom. Obviously, some form of retaliation for the years and years and years of human rights work that Renee Saucedo has done, a fighter for immigrant rights. By the way, as I narrate this to you here at the Federal Building, there's a number of Homeland Security folks walking around. They have cameras. I guess this is the age of Trump. But let's listen to Francisco Herrera, who is singing. Excuse me.
Gente dejara sus odios, sus falsos orgullos y el miedo de amar. Qué bonito sería este mundo rodeado de amor, de ternura y bondad. Qué bonito sería este mundo rodeado de amor, de ternura y bondad. Si el caído en vez de aplastarlo le diera y nueva dignidad. Qué bonito sería este mundo rodeado de amor, de ternura y bondad. Qué bonito sería este mundo rodeado de amor, de ternura y bondad.
Si entre hermanos no hubiera contienda, si todos los pueblos vivieran en paz.
Bonito sería.
And again, you're listening to a special edition of Flashpoints. As the people gather to support Renee Saucedo in a struggle to free her mother. Yeah, this is Renee Saucedo, longtime human rights activist who responsible for helping to found a day labor center in San Francisco, known for her work for years and years doing human rights work. And we're going to see if we can... she's about to address the people, the folks here at Federal Plaza who have come to support her, and we're going to listen to that.
No tenemos que decirle nada a nadie. Eso, menos a la... Eso, menos a la... Y si la agarran, usted ya sabe qué hacer. Tenemos derecho de mantener silencio. Tenemos derecho de hablarle a un abogado. No tenemos que firmar ni un documento, porque es seguro para la deportación. So it's time we protect our families, is that correct?
Yes.
It's time we organize, is that correct?
Yes.
Some people are saying deportations are coming. Folks, we've been having deportations, okay? It's a matter of getting more organized. We know about this endgame plan that started in 2003. Now it's been over 3 million deported folks who are coming back, and we have to organize and support each other. So, vamos! No tenemos que mostrar ningún papel. No tenemos que decirle nada a nadie. Eso, menos a la migra. Menos a la migra. Y si la agarran, usted ya sabe qué hacer. Tenemos derecho de mantener silencio. Tenemos derecho de hablarle a un abogado. No tenemos que firmar ni un documento, porque es segura para la deportación. Si ve a la migra ojeando por la calle, siga adelante como si no existiera. Porque aunque buscan a quien se ve latino, persiguen a quien empiece a correr. Póngase trucha, tenemos el derecho de andar sin ninguna identificación. Sea cordial y no dé información, que la tranquilidad puede ser su salvación. ¡Vamos! No tenemos que mostrar ningún... No tenemos que decirle nada a nadie. Menos a la... Menos a la... Menos a la...
Cuantas veces sea posible para lograr sacar a todas las abuelitas a nivel nacional, porque Betty, hay muchas.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We are still at the federal building. We're about to hear from Renee Saucedo, who is actually celebrating her birthday today with good news. It seems as though the Homeland Security has freed her 82-year-old mom after deporting her. So this was going to be an action in resistance, but it's a celebration of the release of her mom, Renee's mom. And also of her own birthday. And Renee Saucedo is a long-time human rights, civil rights activist who has been fighting for the people and for the rights, humane immigration rights. I'm here with Miguel Gabriel Molina. And oh, here's Renee, Miguel. Here we go.
Existen los milagros, compañeros y compañeras. Pero no son milagros, es el trabajo organizativo de nuestra comunidad. Por eso ganamos.
Renee is trying to speak.
This is everyone's mother.
She's holding up a picture of her mom.
This is everyone's mother.
Thank you.
This is everyone's mother. My name is Renee Saucedo. we're showing them today that they're messing with the wrong people. I was going to stand here today and implore the Department of Homeland Security to grant my mom humanitarian parole to allow her to re-enter the United States. Instead, I'm here to say, ya ves? Ya vieron lo que pudimos hacer? You see how we could come together and keep our families together? Keep our families together.
Again, that's Renee Saucedo speaking in front of the federal building.
That they granted her a humanitarian application back. And the reason is because they knew you all were coming. They knew you all were coming from the Bay Area, from San Francisco, from Humboldt County, from Los Angeles. Nancy Pelosi's office wanted to make sure that I knew before this press conference that my mom's application had been approved. But I want to tell you our story anyway, because my mother is your mother. My mom, Betty Maria Flores Hijuelos, was detained by Homeland Security on November 27, 2016, and deported to Mexico that same day. My mom is 82 years old, and a couple of years ago was diagnosed with dementia, exacerbated by diabetes, anxiety, and depression. She was staying with me, my wonderful husband, Giancarlo, and our 7-year-old son, Carlo, in Eureka, California. Ahí tienen su casa, by the way. Where we currently live in order to receive adequate medical treatment for her conditions. Re-entering the U.S. from Mexico, my mom was deported, although she had an unexpired visa and has 2 U.S. citizen children living in the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security failed to use its discretion to allow back a little old lady who is unable to think straight, remember things, or live independently, and release her back to her daughter, her only caretaker. I believe my family's current tragedy, because it is a tragedy for our communities, my family's current tragedy represents the current inhumane deportation policy we have in this country. And it represents the beginning of Donald Trump's idea of getting tough on visa holders and deporting every single person, I wonder, from this country suspected of being undocumented. Because over 2 million deportations under President Obama, that's unacceptable. And Trump wants to deport 11 to 12 million of us. It's unacceptable. The suffering we've experienced in just my family alone is experienced monumentally all over this country. That's why we are here. As we approach the Christmas holiday, I'm thinking about the story of Mary and Joseph and how they were unwelcome and turned away in their time of need. How is it that we as a country turn away the most vulnerable, like my mom, in their time of need? She needs me, as other mothers need their daughters. She needs me, as our children need their parents. She needs me, as our families need each other. I could not have done this without you, my community. In the Bay Area and Humboldt County, there are people who drove 6 hours to get here, to be here. I so love you all.
Love you too.
I want to give a few special thank yous to my family. to Carl and Ted and Guille and Supervisor Hillary and Lorena and Maria Elena from Milk and Congressman Huffman's office and Congresswoman Pelosi. The loss of my mother has caused a therapist who's here today to diagnose me with post-traumatic stress disorder and has negatively impacted all aspects of my life, including family, work, and community. My 7-year-old son is distraught and asks me if I will be deported to Mexico like his abuelita. Right now, I feel like my country has betrayed me and has treated me as less than a full citizen. Because separating my family like this, in a sense, kidnapping my frail and elderly mom and forcing me to plead for her well-being, demeans and dehumanizes me, my mom, and my family. And I say all this not to characterize myself as a victim, because we are not victims, but to offer a face, although a short and ugly one, to the suffering of families torn apart, regardless of what our individual immigration status is. My mom was dehumanized and turned away mercilessly by this country's government. I feel like a foreigner in my own country. I feel like a foreigner in my own country. I stand here